Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. Hot off the press info coming right in just a few minutes. Welcome to the Raw Truth, the real truth about your health, fitness, and wellness. And we have a lot to talk about today, Carrie. But my gosh, in just the last few minutes, I made contact with, you probably heard, I'm going to get right into it. I mean, you probably heard and read in the newspaper yesterday, there was a press release that NBC's highly rated TV show, The Biggest Loser, has made Java Center in Wyoming County a big winner. Snyder Corporation, a Buffalo-based hospitality and transportation company, has, listen to this, signed a deal with The Biggest Loser and Fitness Ridge Worldwide to build a Biggest Loser resort at its Beaver Hollow Conference Center. It will also create regional East Coast offices in downtown Buffalo. The venture is expected to create 200 jobs. And guess who we have on the air right now with us, Carrie?
Who?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, we have Sandra, the Executive Marketing Director for Snyder Corporation. Sandra, are you on with us, Sandra?
I am. Hi.
Oh, so excited. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, we're thrilled to be talking to you. It's such good news for the area.
It is. It is. And my gosh, you know, and I know also with you our contestants, Jessica Limpert. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Jessica Limpert and Ramon Medeiros.
Right. And how do you pronounce your last name, Sandra?
Shelkoff.
Shelkoff. Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. I'm very, very excited that you're joining us. And for those, I'm sure that everybody already knows this because people who are listening to this show right now are people who follow The Biggest Loser and watch that show devotedly because of the fact that you're teaching health, wellness, and nutrition on there. But these former contestants, Ramon and Jessica, have collectively lost 260 pounds together. Is that true?
What's your total weight?
Yes, we're going to get this perfectly accurate because they've earned it and they've worked for it. They've collectively lost 266 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. So they were former contestants of The Biggest Loser, but now I understand they're going to be trainers at our Niagara Biggest Loser location.
That's right. We're very smart people. We knew this couple, they are beautiful inside now, and Western New York has absolutely fallen in love with them, and they're going to be trainers at the Biggest Loser Resort Niagara, and talk about having an authentic, genuine Biggest Loser experience. They are so excited to get all of Western New York in shape. So we're thrilled. We are just, it's one bit of good news after another from having this incredible couple that is so inspirational at our new facility to all the jobs we're creating. It's just a very powerful thing happening in our area.
It's huge for the upstate New York and Niagara region. And, oh, my gosh, tell me a little bit about the plan. So what's happening? I mean, you work this, girl. I mean, congratulations on this whole thing. But tell me, you know, what's going to happen and how contestants can apply to be chosen for being a Biggest Loser, you know.
Well, anybody can come to the Biggest Loser Niagara Resort. You can go and book it, you know, as if it were your fitness vacation. You can book it as an individual. You book by the week. Jess and Ramon are out there. We have Ada Wong, who's going to be coming late in August as well, another former contestant. People can work out with her. So you book it by the week, and we're catering to both individuals, but also what's unique, because Biggest Loser Niagara is at Beaver Hollow Conference Center out in Java Center, New York. It's an existing conference center business. Corporations can also book. We're the first location to ever offer a concept of fit meetings. So if you're a company and you're like, wow, we have to be productive, but I also have to give health and wellness to my employees, you can come to Biggest Loser Niagara and be not only super productive, but have this Biggest Loser experience, you know, where you're really creating that corporate culture of health and wellness, because we are so far into this game in this country, and people have to start paying attention. It does matter. The health and wellness of your employees does matter. So we're catering to corporations, and we're also catering to individuals as well.
Wow, that is huge, absolutely huge. And I know there's only two other resorts, right?
There's one in Utah, one in Malibu, and Biggest Loser Niagara is the first East Coast location in the country. We got it right here in Western New York.
Oh, my gosh, it is so exciting. And there's actually waiting lists that draw visitors from around the world to the other locations?
That's right. There's a six-month waiting list at both the Utah and Malibu locations. So they were very eager to open up an East Coast location. Also, you know, the viewership for the Biggest Loser show in Canada is off the charts. They love the show. So they needed a location where our friends from Canada can easily access the Biggest Loser experience. You know, 6 months waiting list to get in at the two existing properties. They're operating at 100% occupancy. There is such a need for this. So, you know, game on. Western New York and Buffalo stepped up, and we beat out all the other thousands of people that are saying, you know, we want to become a Biggest Loser resort. They chose us because the property is spectacular, and we are the perfect fit to become the next Biggest Loser resort.
Wow. And I've been there. It's beautiful there. And it's oh, my gosh, what an awesome, awesome opportunity for everyone. And, you know, I just liked L-I-K-E, Jessica, on Facebook. And so is she from Pennsylvania?
I'll put Jess on in a little bit. Are you from Pennsylvania? She is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow, that is so cool. So Jessica and Ramon, actually, they fell in love. Was it on the show?
They did. They can't wait to tell you their story. They're sitting here looking at each other. Wow. I have to say, though, they're so cute because I went home last night after the whole press conference thing, and I said to my husband, I said, do you look at me the way I see Jess and Ramon during the press conference, looking at each other, just that lovey look,
aww.
You know, they're so adorable. Everybody who was at our press conference at the Hyatt yesterday, they're like, oh my gosh, we are so lucky that they're going to be moving to Western New York. Everybody just wants to be near them. It's just the positive energy that they exude, the love that they have for each other and for creating a genuine, healthy lifestyle is infectious.
Oh, my gosh. We are so blessed, absolutely blessed in this area to have the opportunity to have not only the Biggest Loser here for Niagara, but also these two individuals that sound, I cannot wait. I mean, and how do they, is this the first time they're going to be trainers, or how do they?
You know what? I'll put Jess on first. And she will tell you the whole story from their Biggest Loser experience, and it's quite powerful. So you want to talk with Jess?
Yes, thank you so much, Sandra.
Okay, I'm here too. We'll just pass the phone around.
Okay, sounds great.
I'm sitting in my office right now, talking about health and fitness. So
here's Jessica. All right, thank you. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Hey, what's up, New York?
Jessica.
How are you?
Oh my goodness gracious. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is huge.
Oh, thank you for asking us to come on. We love this.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about your story and what season you were in, because some of the viewers obviously might not know, but I know a lot of them do, because everyone who's interested in health, fitness, and nutrition is listening right now.
Following the Biggest Loser, right? Well, my name is Jessica. I am 26 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I just came off of season 12 of the Biggest Loser. We just ended in December. I have lost a total of 112 pounds.
Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you. I am super happy, super healthy, and, you know, living life the way I always wanted to. So I no longer have to dream of wanting to do something. I can just, you know, get up out of bed and go and do it, which is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Praise God for that. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm so excited that you're going to be here and moving here, actually, from Pennsylvania, right? Now, when does all that start?
Well, we're actually going to be doing some tours the next couple of days, trying to find our little location for us to settle down. And, you know, you should be seeing us in and around your community starting in April.
Oh, my gosh.
But I expect, you know, there's 2/3 of New York out there that are overweight or obese, so I expect you guys to come visit me in May when we open.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? We will definitely be there and be promoting it and everything else. So you were a former contestant who lost 112 pounds, you said.
Yes.
And now, because of your experience, you want to help other people.
I do. I'm primarily a nurse by, you know, first
so
education there. So I've always been interested in health and fitness, just never lived that way. But now that I understand it and I can see that it is so obtainable, I want everybody to get that same experience. So you know, for everyone sitting out there that's thinking, you know, I have every excuse in the book to use, I was that girl. I know those excuses, and you can't use them anymore. You know, every excuse, we've got a counterpart for that. And, you know, we're ready to grab New York and the East Coast and get you into these gyms, show you what it's like to get outside and do a hike in an amazing environment. You know, experience these, you know, this amazing compound that we've got. We have over 300 acres of amazing location, beautiful trees, hikes, and we're ready to get you guys out there and work out.
And it's so beautiful here. And, you know, today it's snowing, I know, but, you know, we have three seasons that are absolutely gorgeous, and there's a lot of activity you can do in the winter as well here.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm a registered nurse by trade as well, Jessica, and I've spent the last 35 years in the fitness industry. And, you know, it's so... It goes hand in hand, doesn't it? I mean, I call it preventative nursing.
Yes.
It's just awesome. And because you have been there, you will be able to help so many people. I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's different than, you know, I'm a trainer. I've been, you know, teaching people fitness and nutrition and health for years. But there's so much to be said for someone like you who comes in and on an emotional level, on a fitness level, on a psychological level, and on a physiological level, you can help so many people because you've been there.
Exactly. It's not just about the physical. It's, you know, the emotional aspect and component is so huge. And, you know, most of America have seen me go through that. And, you know, and we're here at the resort, and we want to break you down and help you understand why we overeat and why we hide inside. And we want to do that with you.
It's mind, body, soul, spirit, isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. And so it's Ramon, right?
Ramon is sitting right next to me.
Oh, gosh. And how much weight did he lose?
He has lost 154 pounds so far.
154.
Yes, he looks like a completely different person.
Wow. Can we put him on the air?
He is coming on right now.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessica.
You.
I look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Ramon, for joining us. I'm looking at your picture from the newspaper yesterday. Both of you were in the paper yesterday, and this is huge, huge news, and we're so thrilled to have you join, you know, the Niagara region. My gosh, thank you so much for being on the show today, but also for what you're about to do to transform lives.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having us. You know, we are super excited to come to Buffalo in Western New York. I mean, I don't know if you can contain us. You know, I mean, I'm about to bring this excitement and blow this place up. I mean, it's over now. I'm taking over.
Wow.
And Jess and I are coming in, and there's no stopping us.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we just can't thank, you know, Fitness Worldwide and the Snyder Corporation family for having us and accepting us into Buffalo. And, you know, this new facility we have is tremendous. I mean, you know, Biggest Loser Resort Niagara is going to be awesome. It's going to help so many people. I mean, I'm just super excited, you know, to show people what the Biggest Loser lifestyle really is and get everybody as happy as we are.
Oh, my gosh. It's huge. And, you know, with our proximity so close to Canada, I know you have a lot of viewers from Canada as well. It's huge. I mean, we have the perfect spot here, the perfect spot in the Niagara region for this. And it's going to draw a lot of people. I mean, we already have so many viewers and so many people here interested in health and fitness and wellness. I'm just so excited for you guys.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, this location is the number one, you know, perfect location, and we're gonna strive to be, you know, the best, fitness resort in America. I mean, you know, and what's going to be good about that is we are going to have all the Canadians. We are going to give them that outlet to come and be healthy. And, you know, Canadians love the Biggest Loser. So come on over. I need to learn how to play hockey. So let's get it on.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. I definitely want to have you guys on the show along more. I know that you have to go, and we have to go as well. But it is such a pleasure. I am completely honored to be talking to you guys this morning. And we're so, so excited here. I can't wait to see what's, you know, coming down the pike and talk more with you. But again, you know, the resort, if you're just joining us, the Biggest Loser contestants Jessica and Ramon are on with us this morning, and they are going to be at the Beaver Hollow Conference Center for the Biggest Loser Niagara location. This is so exciting for all of us. We definitely need to keep in touch and have you on the show here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'd love to join the show anytime. Wow. You know, I got that radio voice, so.
Yeah, I can see right? that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're super excited. We love Buffalo.
Oh, gosh. Well, we love you already, and I can't wait to meet all of you. And thank you again, Sandra, Jessica, and Ramon for joining us. This is just, oh, my gosh, what a blessing. And it's going to be super exciting for everyone in Canada and the U.S. Thank you so much. Because we have a lot of Canadian listeners right now, by the way.
All right.
So, yeah, we're you know, U.S. and Canada here. So this is super exciting for everyone. And I'm so thrilled that you all were able to join us this morning, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Stay
Live
with
healthy.
Yes. Keep fit. Keep fit. God
That's
bless
right.
you. God bless you.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Stand by this. Wow, Carrie.
This
wow.
is huge. I know.
I have goosebumps.
You
I'm
can't
like,
contain yourself.
I know.
She's going to jump through the window.
Oh, gosh. It's really, really, really cool. All right. Well, listen, we'll talk more about that and other news and, of course, the latest research and the scientists that came up with the paper and research about how sugar should be a controlled substance like alcohol. We'll be talking about a lot more, including the Biggest Loser being at Beaver Hollow Resort. Wow. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you. I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey, everybody. There's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
Hello, we are back. Oh, my gosh, how exciting was that? If you just joined us, we were talking to, Sandra, the Executive Vice President of Marketing at Snyder Corporation, and Jessica and Ramon from The Biggest Loser. If, in case you have not heard, The Biggest Loser is going to Wyoming County and Snyder Corporation, a Buffalo-based hospitality and transportation company, has signed a deal with The Biggest Loser and Fitness Ridge Worldwide to build a Biggest Loser resort at its Beaver Hollow location. This is huge. It's creating regional East Coast offices in downtown Buffalo, and a venture is expected to create 200 jobs in this area. So we were just talking to Sandra, the Executive Vice President of Marketing at Senator Corporation, along with Jessica and Ramon, who were former contestants of The Biggest Loser, and they collectively lost over 260 pounds together. And so they are also going to be, the trainers for this Niagara location. And you know what? We have Dr. Sam Shacken on the line. Hi, Dr. Shacken. Dr. Shacken, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Great, I'm doing great. I love your show today. You know, one thing about Western New York is you and the people in my office, we've been doing so much for nutrition and wellness, and now having this exciting component with the Biggest Loser coming to Western New York and the Niagara region is just so super. I read that article in the paper yesterday in USA Today, and I couldn't wait to share that with people that I know. And you've got a great venue here. I just wanted to say it on the air. And kudos and hats off to Kathy Egan, the Snyder family, Beaver Hollow. It's just going to be such a wonderful venue for them to do what they want to do.
I know. I mean, I this is so exciting. Actually, when I heard the press release yesterday, I was thinking of you, Dr. Shacken, because you have helped so many people. And, of course, you know, so many people who have lost a tremendous amount of weight and, you know, needed, you know, your services. So, my gosh, I hope they look you up.
Well, you know, Beaver Hollow has been running a great program. Last summer they had a tremendous program there with the weight management, sort of like a prelude to this, and I think that sort of set them up for the opportunities here. As you know, my daughter Danielle actually worked out there in the food service they had last summer, and I'm looking forward to having an exciting thing in Western New York. And another thing, just to reiterate all the great things that people in Western New York are doing to help wellness and help people lose weight. Just sort of as a exclamation point on this big Beaver Hollow thing that they're going to be doing this year with the Biggest Loser. And I think it's just so wonderful, and I'm looking forward to this. And that's a beautiful facility as well.
It
is. If anybody's not been out there, they need to go check it out. It's just a beautiful resort.
Right. And, it's wild that we're going to be only one of three in the entire country.
I know.
Isn't that wild?
How excited is that, Robbie?
I know. I mean, my gosh, you know, and with our connection to Canada here, it's just unbelievable. I'm so, so excited, and I'm excited that we have professionals like you in the area, Dr. Shacken, that, you know, my gosh, you know, we offer a lot in this area, but because, you know, we're this, you know, small area in Western New York, sometimes we don't get the recognition, but boy, this is definitely going to put us on the map. We already have the falls here and everything else, so people need to come here.
Yeah, well, I think we're on the map already, Robbie, but it's just one more opportunity for us to show how great the Western New York people are, the Western New York community, you know, Beaver Hollow, the Snyder Corporation, as well as Kathy Egan and her team out there at Beaver Hollow. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of this, and I know it's going to be an exciting opportunity.
I know. I want to ask you something else, Dr. Shacken. Before I forget, if anyone wants to call in here and join the discussion, we'd love to hear from you. 883-5000 locally, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And we're streaming live on www.wdcxfm.com worldwide.
Okay, Robbie, I'm gonna sign off and listen to you on the radio. Have a wonderful show.
Oh, hold on. Can you hold on for one second?
Oh, yeah, sure. No
okay.
Problem.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you if you had read the article this week about the scientist that talked about the fact that sugar is addicting. We already know that, but how he was claiming that it should be a controlled substance similar to alcohol. Did you?
Right. Yeah, I did read about that, and I've known some of the research in the sugar, and you know, it's a perfect example of how people in the United States who really are predominantly eating carbohydrates and sugars have really become addicted. And it's nice to see scientific proof now to really demonstrate that to be evident. And as much as we can do to try to help limit the carbohydrate intake and the sugars intake, you know, I don't know if we've done enough yet, because we know that obesity is such a big problem. And I think collectively, Robbie, with all the great work that you do, I think it's really going to, you know, make a huge difference in this community. I know it already has, and we've been really running these classes for a few years now with the low glycemic index. So it's really, I think, worth wonders.
Right. And the author, which was led by Robert Lusting, a childhood obesity expert from California University, basically said that, you know, it's like alcohol. He said sugar is too widely available. It's toxic. It's easily abused and harmful to society, and it's addicting. The study recommends using taxation to double the price of fizzy drinks, restricting their sale to those over 17 and 18, and tightening regulations covering school vending and snack bars. I know in this area, you know, many of the schools have cut down on the amount of, you know, sugary substances and drinks. But that's pretty wild. I mean, it was a very, very interesting study. And
well, yeah, you know, it is important how they we start with the schools and eliminate it. In fact, you know, a few years back, you know, the Waynesville schools have adopted some things. I know at Waynesville South, my wife was involved with that. They're eliminating, they eliminate a lot of the wasted sugar type drinks and snacks that really weren't healthy things. So I think that's really where we need to go. And this hopefully will, this article that was written, this research study will hopefully launch, you know, some better understanding and better integration of these types of changes that have to occur in the youth.
Right. You know, I mean, there has to be some sort of societal intervention. You know, we know that we can't do it on our own because sugar is addictive. And so the personal intervention isn't enough. You know, that's why I love the fact that we're offering Transitions Lifestyle System, which is behavior modification and the low glycemic index at your facility, the Aesthetic Associates Center, you know, because that accountability is needed and we can't do it on our own.
Well, you know, we can't do it on our own, and that's what makes those classes so great, because it's the interaction, and you really become, you know, compelled to, you know, work with the team, with the group, so that you can make sure that you're staying on track. And if you start to slip a little bit, you've got those people to bring you back on the tracks again, and I think that's so critical. And a lot of times it can be done, you know, with a husband and wife, with a mother and a daughter, a husband and a child. Yeah, but you need to have that interaction. And if you're trying to do it alone, I know the Transitions Lifestyle System is tremendous. And I know you've been running these classes for a couple of years, Robbie, and it's just the proof is in the pudding. And we see these, no pun intended about the pudding thing, but we see these individuals have such great success with it. I know the average weight loss is just the start of their process, but 25 pounds in 12 weeks is pretty typical of what people can do. And it's just a healthy weight loss as well.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like too much sugar we know has been linked with health problems and obviously obesity, type 2 diabetes, liver problems, increased in blood fat, fats, the triglycerides and high blood pressure. It does have the potential for abuse, as the Dr. Robert Lustig has stated, you know, like alcohol and like tobacco. He said it acts on the brain to encourage subsequent intake. I thought that was very interesting. I mean, we know it's addictive, but his study was pretty cool.
Well, you know, the thing that we talk about in the TLS is this. You train your mind to not want the cravings for sugary items. And what happens is if you just have that chocolate, then you're going to want some more. And it holds true also for the non-sugar sweeteners, like the saccharin and the Equal. Same thing. It's teaching your mind to like that sugary flavor. So you got to eliminate that stuff. Not only are they chemicals in your body, but they also create something that can be, you know, an addictive thing that you're just describing, Robbie. And I think this is just really great information in the study to really reinforce all of that.
Right, right. He added that, you know, he wasn't talking about those naturally occurring in foods such as fruit and milk, but that basically any sweetener containing the molecule fructose,
right,
that is added to, you know, foods and processing. I thought it was a really, really great study. And I'm so glad you joined us this morning, Dr. Shackett. And I'm excited about Beaver Hollow and the whole Biggest Loser thing. And I'm also excited to, you know, help out any way we can, because we got so many health professionals in this area that are helping so many people. But thank you so much for calling in, and you're going to be on again soon. I know for sure March 3rd.
Looking forward to that. You know, I can't get enough of you, Robbie. So I love to listen to your show, and I'm glad I could contribute a little bit today. But just to, again, to reiterate, kudos and hats off to the to Beaver Hollow and what they're going to be doing for Western New York community, and also for individuals that are going to be involved with this. I know they're going to have great success, and it's just going to be a wonderful thing for everybody.
Right, and the Snyder Corporation, my gosh, what a bonus. So, yes, it's great. Thank you so much for calling in, Dr. Shackett, and we'll talk to you soon, and you'll definitely be here in studio March 3rd, so everybody should tune in.
Looking forward to it, Farhavi.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, so excited. My gosh, he has so much information, too. I'm glad that he called in, and he's very excited. I know he knows, some of the Snyder families. So anyway, once again, don't forget, you can call in, join the conversation. My gosh, 30 minutes is up already in this show today. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We're going to be talking more about the news that's fit to print, that's been all over the news. We have several other news articles I want to cover about health, fitness, wellness, and nutrition. So stay with us. Don't forget to call in. Your question or comment might bless someone else who's afraid to call in. You can also Facebook me your questions or email me your questions. Again, RobbieRaw.com is my website. You can go to Facebook, Robbie Raw, R-A-U-G-H, or The Raw Truth. And we'll be back in just a few minutes talking about our endorsed sponsors. Stay with us.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
Welcome back to The Raw Truth with health and fitness instructor Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we're back at The Raw Truth here live in the WDCX studios, 99.5 FM, streaming live worldwide on WDCXFM.com. If you want to join the conversation today, we'd love to hear from you, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. My gosh, if you missed the first 15 minutes of the show, we were talking to the Biggest Loser contestants, Ramon and Jessica, and Sandra, the VP of Marketing for Snyder Corporation. This is huge for the Niagara area. My gosh, you guys, the Niagara area is now going to be one of three of the locations for the Biggest Loser right here in Wyoming County at the Snyder-based Beaver Hollow Conference Center, which is a beautiful, beautiful resort. My gosh, Carrie, one of three in the entire U.S. And this
I know what I like how they talked about how they're trying to reach the Canadian audience as well.
Yes.
Because there's no place for them to go.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be huge, and it is huge for this area. And, you know, the venture is expected to create 200 jobs, and they also now have created regional East Coast offices right here in downtown Buffalo. How cool is that?
Very cool.
We've always been on the map, as Dr. Shacken said, but now this is just giving us more and more and more. And Dr. Shacken called in. He was so excited to hear it's great. I'm so happy. By the way, I know that we talked about Morcel Salon a few minutes ago, and don't forget to check out Mitchell and the staff at Morcel Salon. They do the best work. They will create that look for you. The look, not just cut and color your hair. You know, they actually look at what's best for you, your face, your features. They do a great job.
Well, probably as you're losing weight, they will contour your hair to your face.
That is maybe a very good point, because, yes, you know what?
It's true.
Yeah, as you lose weight, you need a different hairstyle. There's no doubt about it. And as you age, too, you need a different hairstyle. You can't have the same hairstyle you had when you were 18. Let's face it. But Morcel Salon is at 6100 Main Street in Williamsville. The number is 634-3172, morcelsalon.com. And we're still going to be talking not only about the Biggest Loser, you know, coming here to Buffalo, but also this recent study and research paper done recently, just this week, by Robert Lustig. I want to hear about, you know, we're going to talk about how we feel about that, but I want to hear how you feel about that out there. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree, should it be treated like a controlled substance, like alcohol and tobacco? And I know last night, Carrie, you were at, where'd you go to eat?
Minty Wellness. I did. I went.
Resort and spa,
yes,
by the way.
Which is on the same, you know, wavelength of what,
yes,
you know, it's all
talking
about just being healthy. And this, I love them and what they do, because also they're believers. That's what's the most beautiful thing, because I think that there's this stigma on eating healthy and, you know, even vegan or vegetarian and doing, you know, like massages and stuff like that, where there's a stigma on it. But it's amazing what it could do for your body. But, yes.
Last night you went?
I did, and I cheated.
Well, you know, if you cheated there, it can't be that bad, because
no, I know.
Chef Jay cooks only good.
He made my friend, it was my friend's birthday, and he made a vegan vanilla cake, and it was delicious. And it was made with agave and all these really great ingredients, but it was amazing. It doesn't taste anything different than what you would get. Actually, it tastes more dense and heartier. It was delicious.
And
but I cheated on that a little bit, and I did have some coconut rice.
Well, but it was your friend's birthday, and they actually made a birthday cake for
them?
They
called her. They made reservations, and then they called her back asking what kind of cake they wanted.
Wow. Yeah. And she got a vegan cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I want to go there for my birthday. My husband, you're listening. That's where I want to go. Minty Wellness Resort and Spa for my birthday. Not only do I want a vegan cake by Chef Jay, but I also want to, you know, indulge in their services over there. Because,
but, you know, I also, my friend Aaron and I, we were there together, and then my friend Dana was there for her birthday, and we sort of sat together. But even Aaron, we walked out, and she's like, I actually feel good about what I just ate.
Right.
I mean, it's just really good, healthy, hearty food that, you know, in this place, it's a little out of the way, but it's so worth it. Is even just the beauty alone of this resort and the food, just I highly recommend it to anyone listening.
Yeah, and it doesn't take long to get there. I mean,
no,
it's right between
no.
Buffalo and Rochester,
yeah,
and it's located just a few minutes from Darien Center, like 10 minutes from Darien Center, right off the Penport.
And people listening, if you go to Kingdom Bound, this is where I will be staying.
Right. Me too.
Like,
I'm going to join.
10 minutes away, and it's beautiful. Yeah.
So. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a beautiful facility. Check it out, www.mintywellness.com. And all of my endorsed sponsors are also on my website, created by Creative Home Run Services, at www.robbieraw.com.
But I have a question for you. This article about sugar.
Yes.
When I eat sugar, when I eat a lot of sugar, I actually feel drunk.
I do,
so,
too.
So, you know, there's a restaurant that I won't mention here in Buffalo that I've gone to in the past, and it's an Italian restaurant, and the sauce is really sugary, and I walk out, and I actually feel drunk. So I'm not surprised that it's sort of in the same category as alcohol, because I've said that before.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way, Carrie. Honestly, I mean, I know, even when I remember way back when I was nursing, how when I had to be on the floor at 6:45 a.m. in the hospital in the morning, I had to eat right in order to get up in the morning. And when I had sugar the day before, or even a couple of days before, I felt like I had a hangover.
That's what they call it, a sugar hangover.
It's awful. And in this study, it's very, very interesting that, you know, this Dr. Robert Lustig, a professor of clinical pediatrics at UCSF Center for Obesity Assessment, he states that there needs to be some sort of a societal intervention where, you know, we're regulating sugar like alcohol and tobacco. And, you know, he's talking about added sugar, obviously. But, you know, really, I know that there's some programs out there that say you can have as much fruit as you want.
Right.
Like, it's free. Okay? And that concerns me, okay? For people who are trying to lose weight, I totally disagree with that. I mean, how do you feel about that, Carrie? I mean, it's like, my goodness.
Well, it gives me an excuse to indulge.
Yeah.
That's number one. So I try not to follow anything that encourages me to eat as much as I want because I will.
Right.
And then I'll get nowhere. I could eat the healthiest foods, but if I indulge in it, then I'm not getting anywhere with it. But, you know, even when I eat fruit, if I eat fruit alone, I'm okay. I don't feel much of an effect. It fills me. But I have loaded up before on fruit smoothies all day long, and my energy is just up and down, up and down, up and down. And no different than if I were an alcoholic and I do a shot and then I'm down and then I'm up and I'm down and I'm up and I'm down. So it's interesting how there's this correlation between the two.
Right, you know? Right. And, you know, the problem with fruit juice, of course, is the fiber is taken out of it. So it's, you know, very high glycemic. It's like giving your kids pop. I mean, to give your kids just, you know, straight juice like that, it's equal to giving them pop. And,
well, it's addictive.
It's addictive.
Even fruit.
Yes. And it's high glycemic, the fruit juice. Without the fiber in there, it's higher glycemic. So, you know, again, we know that too much sugar has been linked with health problems and, of course, obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, increased, you know, the blood fats called triglycerides, and liver problems. And a typical 12-ounce regular soda includes about 8 teaspoons of sugar, Carrie.
Wow.
8 teaspoons of sugar. The average intake of added sugars in the U.S. is about 22 teaspoons a day. I mean, if you're home right now, think about getting a teaspoon out right now and putting 22 teaspoons of sugar in whatever you're drinking right now. I mean, does that give it, just the thought of it, first of all, gives me a toothache and a stomachache. You know, I mean, forget about the fact that, you know, it causes obesity, but my gosh, you know, and this is what Dr. Lustig in this article, his suggestion is to tax sugary foods. The soda tax is already being considered, but he notes to work, he says the tax must be hefty, such as a $1 tax on a $1 can of soda.
Wow.
Is that wild? I mean, would that turn you off? It would turn me off.
Well, look at cigarettes.
Right.
They raise the price on cigarettes, and that's the first thing that people will say one of the reasons why they quit. But anyone that I know that have quit, one of the reasons why is they're like, it's too expensive.
Right, right. I think this should be a $5. Forget about this little $1. I mean, $1 is too easy,
It's a good start, Robbie.
Yeah, it's a good start. But my gosh, I mean, you know, and besides, we know that pop, you know, the phosphoric acid leaches calcium out of your body, and we need the calcium, and it's, of course, addicting. And we know that there's been studies done even with, you know, the fact that diet pop does contribute. There's something linked between being overweight and diet pop. You know, aspartame crosses the blood-brain barrier, which is terrible, very, very worrisome in terms of your health. I mean, I don't want that crossing my blood-brain barrier.
Right.
I don't know about you. But, you know, yeah, soda tax would be great. I think it's a great suggestion. He also, Dr. Lustig also suggested in this study to limit the availability of sugar products. Licensing requirements on vending machines could be stricter.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know what? We don't want the government involved in everything, but if there's something like this that is going to be, you know, lowering the risk of people getting diseases by limiting their consumption and the availability of, you know, a Snickers bar, hey,
yeah,
I'm all for it. You know?
I think it's is it Hidden Valley Ranch? I think years ago they had a commercial where they had a vending machine and all the items in the vending machine were vegetables.
Yes.
Broccoli, carrots. And, you know, at some point, like, I even like Subway. They've got, you know, the extra, the sides of the apples or, you know, certain things of vegetables and dips. And even though the dip may not be that great, but still it's a better option than the cookies or the chips.
I mean, right now you can get a salad almost any, you know, fast food place you go to. And, you know, it might be iceberg lettuce, which is has like zero nutrients in it. But, you know, at least you're not
eating. Filler.
Yeah. At least you're not eating a hamburger. And then thirdly, Dr. Lustig in this article said he wanted to set an age limit for the purchase of sugary drinks and foods. That's wild. Actually, there's two more recommendations too here. I know we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors like Dr. Shackin, who just called in a little bit ago, located in Amherst and East Aurora. The number for Dr. Shackin is 716-839-1700. You can go to www.drshackin.com for information on anti-aging, skin care, body contouring. He has it all. So check that out. And we'll go to our sponsors. And then make sure you join us back because we're going to be talking about a couple more studies that were in the newspaper this week, a couple more articles, news that's fit to print. Stay with us.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm Robbie Raw with The Raw Truth. And my gosh, we had a really exciting first 15 minutes of the show here with, I don't know if you've heard the news, if you're just joining us, but NBC's highly rated TV show, The Biggest Loser, has made Java Center in Wyoming County a big winner. It's winter right now. Snyder Corporation, which is a Buffalo-based hospitality and transportation company, has signed a deal with The Biggest Loser and Fitness Ridge Worldwide to build a Biggest Loser resort here at its Beaver Hollow Conference Center. And For the first 15 minutes of the show, we had Sandra on, which was the, she's the executive vice president of marketing at Snyder Corporation. And not only that, we had two of the former contestants, Jessica and Ramon, on, who will now be two of the trainers right here in Niagara, for the Biggest Loser Niagara Center. Carrie, it's so exciting.
What's great about this? I love the fact that
I love the fact that they have a place for people to go, especially if they have a big chunk of weight to lose. Like,
yes.
I think for myself, like, I have a lot that I want to knock off. And the discouraging thing, which I keep walking through, and by the grace of God, he's with me and has mercy and grace. But it the struggle is every day of, you know, of the temptations. And I always say, I'm like, I just want to go somewhere where I can knock off a lot of this. And there's such an encouragement there with that. And so
right.
I was just telling you this morning, I'm like, I was really looking up a place where I can go even for a week just to go and really focus without any distractions to knock some of this stuff off.
Yeah, and Minty Wellness, too. I mean, we're blessed to have a place like Minty Wellness that you can actually stay overnight. You know,
I know.
It's awesome.
And that also, that's great for your mind, a place to relax. And part of the whole mind, body, soul, spirit, you know, all of them play together.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's exciting.
I know, it is exciting. I'm so glad that Jessica and Ramon joined us this morning, and Sandra, and we'll be, you know, obviously having them on again. They were, I mean, you could hear the excitement in their voices. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet them. But, you know, we've also been talking about, and we want to hear from you out there, by the way, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684. There was several articles in the newspaper this week that were very, very interesting. And before I get back to the researchers say that excess sugar should be regulated like alcohol and tobacco, I also want to bring up an article. There were two, actually, articles that were in the paper. One this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, about how grains, breads, have more sodium in them than chips and snack foods. That was pretty wild.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're looking at cutting your sodium intake, which everybody should be, make sure that you look at the sodium content of all foods. But, you know, really, you know, the research that was out was that, you know, most breads have more sodium in them, most grains have more sodium in the breads than snack foods like chips. Wow.
That's interesting, because I struggle with if I eat bread at night.
Yes.
I wake up in the morning bloated.
Yeah.
I could see it in my face, and I thought maybe it was from the gluten, but it's probably sodium.
It's probably a combination of both, you know, the gluten, the wheat, the sodium, but yeah, very, very interesting. So, you know, my gosh, we have to have a whole show on grains and belly fat, because we know that, you know, that wheat and gluten is definitely correlated with, you know, belly fat. But the other thing is, there was an article in there about Walmart introducing healthy packaging. Basically, Walmart Stores Inc. plans to help its customers figure out by adding a new green icon that reads "Great for You" to packaging of some of their house brand foods. The green and white seal, which shows the stylized outline of a human figure with its arms spread out to the sky, is part of a multi-year campaign of the world's largest retailer is undertaking to promote healthier products and fight childhood obesity. I think that's pretty cool.
Hey, I have a question for you. Judy.
Yeah.
Judy Glenn, the baker's wife,
yes.
She just left you a message on Facebook. She wants to know, what do you think about Gatorade sports drinks?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not a big fan of sports drinks,
okay.
You know, and that's a good question, Judy. Thanks for that. You know, really, there's so many sports drinks out there. I don't want to, you know, plug any of them, because I haven't found one yet, honestly, that is good or better than drinking just water. I mean, you can put fruit in your water, you can put lemon in your water, you can put strawberries in your water, you can flavor it in different ways like that, but I am not a big fan of the fruit drinks out there, you know, with all the high sugar. I'm not. And even the quote unquote, you know, non-sugar versions, which have, you know, artificial sweeteners in them, just as bad. So,
right. Yeah,
stay away from those. Drink water. Water, 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 water.
And, you
water.
Know, my mom, she makes lemon cubes. She squeezes lemon juice,
yes.
Makes ice cubes out of the lemon juice, and throws them in her water.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, there's so many things you can do. I know there's some other, you know, packaged substances out there. I want to call them substances that you got to be careful what's in there, because that's aspartame and Splenda. It all sneaks in. You know, Splenda. you know, there's the jury's still out on Splenda. I'm not crazy about Splenda, and it's, you know, something that we need to be careful of. So I prefer Stevia. I know that you like Stevia as well, which comes from the Stevia plant. And also agave. Agave does have some sugar, I'm sorry, some calories in it, but it is a lower glycemic version that we can use. It's, you know, I know for my children, you know, when they have the non-fat plain Greek yogurt. When I first introduced the non-fat plain Greek yogurt to my kids, you know, I put a little bit of agave on there because it's a lower glycemic sweetener and it doesn't give that that aftertaste or whatever. And that helped them. But now they just have the non-fat plain Greek yogurt. I mean,
what about Truvia?
Truvia is similar. It's from, you know, the Stevia plant, but I prefer the pure Stevia myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I do. And actually, to be honest with you, I prefer no sweetener at all. I mean, I don't add any of that stuff to anything that, right. You know, I do use xylitol for, you know, baking because I don't want to use sugar or brown sugar or, you know, some of the other substances out there. But I just honestly, I keep jumping around my chair. That's why my voice goes in and out. I got to stay still here. Stop working out,
she
Robbie.
Cannot be contained
today.
Oh,
my gosh. You know, I really, I have been jumping around a lot. I know. But this article, I was really intrigued by this article by Dr. Robert Lustig, MD, professor of clinical pediatrics at UCSF Center for Obesity this week, and how he talks about the fact that excess sugar should be regulated by alcohol and tobacco. I don't know how you feel about that out there. Call in. Well, we are almost out of time here. If you want to call in, we have a few seconds left. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. I want to hear from you. We don't have very much time, but Dr. Lustig did say that, you know, his suggestions were to tax sugary foods. I love that. I think it should be more than a dollar tax on like something like a can of soda or, you know, candy or whatever. Limit the availability, have licensing requirements on vending machines to be stricter so that, you know, we can't offer these kinds of high sugary foods. Set an age limit for the purchase of sugary drinks and foods. And also another suggestion Dr. Lustig made was that the FDA could help. The FDA could help with a lot of things. And by not approving substances like aspartame would be one, but also by removing fructose from its GRAS, which is generally recognized as safe list, they need to remove fructose from the generally recognized safe list. And this allows food makers to add it without pre-market review and approval. I love that. And then Dr. Lustig also recommended that spelling out the amount of added sugars on the nutrition facts label would also help. He said that although total sugars are listed on the label, it does not spell out the amount of added and the amount of natural sugar that's in there. So, I mean, we know that there's added sugar in there under various names. And also many, many processed foods have corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, fruit juice concentrate, maltose, dextrose, sucrose, honey. Don't listen to any of that, okay? Cut it out. It doesn't have to say sugar for you to stay away from it. All of that stuff is bad. So, gosh, this show went by so fast today. So excited to have the Biggest Losers join us this morning, Jessica and Ramon collectively.
Well, it's just exciting that things are moving in our area. We have such an obese issue here, you know, that it's just we need all the help we can get.
Right, so. And not just that. We have people who are interested and motivated by watching, you know, shows like The Biggest Loser, and it's so cool that it's going to be here. It's brought to you by Snyder Corporation, you know, which is that Buffalo-based hospitality and transportation company, and that they're going to be here at Beaver Hollow Conference Center with Jessica and Ramon as former contestants being two of the trainers. How exciting is that? So cool. I'm so glad that they joined us this morning. So everyone out there, I want you to make sure that you stay on track this week. Eat right, stay focused, make healthy, wise decisions. I want you to join us here every Saturday at 11 o'clock here at 99.5 WDCX. Check out my website, RobbieRaw.com. Check out my Facebook page for weekly tips, encouragement, and news that's fit to print at Robbie Raw or The Raw Truth. And I want to thank WDCX again for this incredible opportunity. To all my sponsors who are partnering with me, Dr. Ortman Nabi, Morcel Salon, Integrity Auto Service. Thank goodness I had my tires on this morning from Integrity Auto Service with this weather. Minty Wellness Resort and Spa, Home Run Creative Services, who created my website, and, of course, Dr. Sam Shackin. Tune in every Saturday. Let's stay motivated. Remember that God commands us in the fruits of the Spirit to have discipline, self-control, and to persevere, mind, body, soul, spirit. Keep fit, eat clean, and God bless.